We've got the skipper on standby inside the clubhouse. Now, Joe, I know you love when your catchers do some big stuff, and we got used to seeing some catchers do some special things to the plate, of course, in 2019 with Mario Feliciano and Peyton Henry. But as great as those guys were, they didn't do what Darian Miller did tonight. 8 runs batted in, 3 homers. How about that for your catcher here this evening?
It was Miller time in Zebulon tonight, Greg. It was an unbelievable night. I mean, for him to come up and tie the game with his 3-run homer and then come up and give us the lead with a grand slam, and very fitting. He comes up and leads off the 8th inning with a solo shot. The guys were going crazy. Heck of a game that he'll always remember. And it was an awesome game for us, and Meeker closing it down. It was awesome.
You guys have had some big-time performances this season. I was talking just a moment ago about Ashton McGee and the 9 runs batted in, Ernesto Martinez hitting for the cycle, and I know I'm missing a bunch of other performances. I mean, this offense has been incredible, but one of the consistent things you guys have had all year is that great hitting by your catchers. Alex Hall's hit it well. Darian Miller has hit it well. He's hitting almost .280 now in the season with 6 homers, thanks to 3 tonight. But I know it's been a tough year in some ways behind the plate, but, man, offensively, these guys have really gotten it done.
Yeah, definitely. All of them. I mean, Xavier Warren in there mixing in, hitting. We've had some guys coming through the system that can really hit, and it was a huge night, like I said, for Miller. Going to be a memorable one that I'll never forget. I mean, those balls were scorched. I think it was 454 on the grand slam, but flat-out bombs. It was a great game for him. I guess he can DH tomorrow. I'll put him in the DH spot and put him back in there.
I was trying to remember, what is the rule? So I know for a catcher, if you catch a shutout, you get to catch the next day. That's one of the rules, or at least is one of your normal rules. But a home run by a catcher, that does get him back in the lineup the next day?
Yeah, I mean, you mix it up. A guy has a really good day, you know, give him another one, you know, especially in DH spot. We've been rotating that around with our guys this year, you know. But, man, special game. It was awesome. Really good game.
Hey, you guys get the win tonight 10-8 and do so by surviving against a really good Delmarva ball club that put up 18 runs in yesterday's game. But the pitching tonight was really good. You know, Brandon Murphy coming off of the IL makes his first start in a long time, just 1 inning, but looked pretty good at times. And then Christian Tripp looked really good, gave you guys 3 solid innings, gave up just the 1 earned run and 2 total. Nate Peden's throwing it really well lately. Peyton Long is really come along lately too. And then, like you mentioned, Meeker with the save, and he's just nasty out of the bullpen. And still just the 1 unearned run given up so far this season for Meeker, getting his 4th save tonight.
Yeah, for me, the biggest at-bat was when they had 1st and 2nd in the 8th inning. He had Couser up the plate. I was like, man, this is going to be a big at-bat right here. We got to get this one. He got first pitch, you know, off-speed pitch, got him off the end, and it was a huge out for us to send us into the 9th.
That off-speed pitch that he's throwing, is he going fastball changeup? Is that the one where he's really yanking the cord on to slow it down?
Yeah, he's got a changeup. Also, it's a curveball. He likes that early in the count, and he's very aggressive. Trusts his fastball as well. I mean, he's one of those guys, older mentality wise, veteran out there. I think some of the guys call him abuelo, the Latin guys, for grandpa. But I love his demeanor on the mound. He's a bulldog out there. He attacks, no fear, and doing a heck of a job for us.
Edbert Perez had his first hit tonight. It was a scorching run-scoring single that he tried to stretch into a double and was caught at second base. He's had some really loud contact so far since joining you guys. It's only 2 games. You're getting a chance to see him. I know you saw him in spring training, but so far, I mean, obviously there's a lot of hype, but, man, he's really hit the ball hard. But finally, it hit the show for it, and good for him.
Yeah, I mean, just one of those things, getting your feet wet, getting the hit out of the way, you know, it's going to take off from there, just getting comfortable. You know, probably a little over-anxious maybe yesterday, and today locked it in. That was a big hit for us to get us another run.
Well, you guys win it 10-8. Series now tied at a game apiece. Things are getting pretty fun right now. You guys still have that number 2 spot in the overall race. We have like 3 weeks worth of playoff race going on right now the rest of the way, and it's been fun. And hope you guys can get another one. Thanks for your time tonight. Congrats.
Congrats on the win, Greg.
Thank you, sir. That is the skipper. That's Joe Arolt live here in the postgame show, joining us at CarolinaMudcast.com and MILB.TV.